here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's May the 10th, 2009. Today is Mother's Day. As you well know, when we celebrate our mothers with flowers and gifts and cards, relatively new, although its roots go far back into ancient practice. For a long time, it was mother goddesses or mother figures who were honored. The cult of the great mother goddess Cybele began in Turkey, moved to Greece and Rome. She was worshipped in some form for more than 1,000 years, and her priestesses led wild celebrations in the spring, drinking and dancing and music and debauchery. The early Christian church set aside the fourth Sunday of Lent as a day to honor motherhood, to celebrate the Virgin Mary and to honor the Mother Church. And in the 1600s, England declared an official Mothering Day for that fourth Sunday of Lent, a time when families could get together. Servants or workers were allowed a day off work to go see their mothers, since many working-class families worked as servants on very separate estates, rarely got to see each other. Mothering Day in England was also declared an exception to the fasting and penance of Lent. You could have a feast on Mothering Day. The Puritans stopped celebrating Mothering Day when they came to America, as they stopped celebrating most of the holidays. It was briefly reintroduced in 1870 by Julia Ward Howe as a day of protest after the Civil War for mothers to come together and protest their sons killing other mothers' sons. The day as we know it goes back to 1908, the first official Mother's Day, which was in Grafton, West Virginia, also at a church in Philadelphia, organized by a woman named Anna M. Jarvis. It became official in 1914, became commercialized very quickly, and Anna Jarvis was furious about that. She referred to the commercializers of Mother's Day as charlatans, bandits, pirates, racketeers, kidnappers, and termites. But the sale of flowers and Mother's Day cards grew and grew, and Anna Jarvis died in poverty without any children of her own. There are now an estimated 82.8 million mothers in this country, and about 96% of American consumers spend money for Mother's Day. Here's a poem for Mother's Day written by the husband of the mother, a poem by Walt MacDonald entitled "The Waltz We Were Born For." Wind chimes ping and tangle on the patio. In gusty winds this wild, sparrowhawks hover and bob, always the crash of indigo hosannas dangling on strings. My wife ties copper to turquoise from deserts and bits of steel from engines I tear down. She strings them all like laces of baby shoes when the squeal of their play made joyful noise in the hall. Her voice is more modest than moonlight, like pearl drops she wears in her lobes. My hands find the face of my bride. I stretch her skin smooth and see bone. Our children bring children to bless her, her face more weathered than mine. What matters is timeless, dazzling devotion. Not rain, not Eden gardenias, but cactus in drought. Not just moons of deep sleep, not sunlight or stars, not the blue, but the darkness beyond. A poem by Walt MacDonald, "The Waltz We Were Born For," from Blessings the Body Gave, published by Ohio State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.